Rochester's Real Mind film and theater series continues tonight. This event features films and performances about mental illness, addiction, and brain disorders. And tonight's film is called Of Two Minds. This explores the lives, struggles, and successes of three people living with bipolar disorder, a condition affecting more than 5 million Americans. And one of those featured in the film is Rochester native Carlton Davis. He now lives in California. He's an artist and an architect, and he's joining us now. Carlton, thanks so much for coming on the program. It's good to meet you.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
We often hear about the stigma still connected to mental illness. Did you have any concerns about appearing in this film and telling your story and talking publicly about your life and about your experience with bipolar?
Actually, no. I feel that those of us who have this illness and who have recovered enough to be productive members of society need to go out and speak about the issues involved in it because there is so much stigma. So I am not afraid of doing that at all.
When were you diagnosed as bipolar?
I was diagnosed as bipolar when I was 55 years old.
Is that uncommon to have such a late life diagnosis?
Well, I think it is today. I think people are catching it a lot earlier. I knew I had some problems back when I was in my 30s and even in my 20s, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, your story does truly demonstrate the highs and the lows. You are a Yale graduate, a successful architect, but tell us about some of those younger years and the difficulties you had.
Well, let's see. I had a rather difficult childhood here in Rochester, and I was the child of a bitter divorce, and I ended up in a foster home, and lots of bad things happened to me there. But I think, you know, that caused me to be a much more temperamental person who was already temperamental. I was already given to tender tantrums when I was young. And, you know, when I went to college, I actually attempted suicide, nearly killed myself. And I had a lot of ups and downs. I struggled with those throughout my life. And it wasn't until I finally got a diagnosis at age 55 that I was able to get the kind of medication and psychiatric help that really assisted me to overcome this.
So you're doing well now, would you say?
I'm doing very well. You know, I'm I write books, I write articles, I'm an artist, I'm an architect, I'm just about everything.
Well, you talked about medication helping, and I wonder, because as an artist, as an architect, you're obviously a creative person. Did that medication alter or diminish your creative edge at all in your mind?
No, it did not. I was lucky. Although, you know, there were certain medications that I took first that really slowed me down, and I worked with the psychiatrist that I have, and we adjusted those medications to find the right cocktail for me. I know this is a big issue with a lot of people who have mental illness, and some of them feel they're not themselves. And I felt like that at the beginning, but I was able to overcome it because you have to be your own advocate, you know, in the mental health system.
What do you ultimately, Carlton, want people to get out of this film?
I want them to feel there is hope, you know, that you are not totally ruined in your life by having bipolar or any other mental illness, schizophrenia, whatever it is, you know, that you can overcome it and lead a productive life. And that's why I agreed to be in this film.
And you will be taking part in a Q&A session after the film tonight. And we should say that the screening is scheduled at 7 p.m. at the Cinema Theater on South Clinton. It's called Of Two Minds. It's part of the Real Film and Theater series. Carlton Davis, thank you so much for telling us your story. People are interested. They can check that event out tonight and meet you in person.
Well, thank you again. I hope they come.